3-week manhunt for a serial sniper came to a close yesterday. Law enforcement officials in suburban Washington, D.C. arrested two suspects and found the weapon. Information about the two and their circumstances was finally released to the public, but the investigation is not over. Officials hope to link more crimes to the pair. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The search ended at a dark highway rest stop. In the early morning hours, police arrested 41-year-old John Allen Muhammad and 17-year-old John Lee Malvo. The two were immediately whisked away to a secret location to protect their safety, police said. Next, a quick search warrant allowed investigators to surround the suspect's blue Chevy Caprice, guiding explosive-scenting dogs and testing for fingerprints. When police finally searched inside the car, they found a semi-automatic .223 caliber rifle. Agents of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms began ballistics tests on the gun. Late in the afternoon, Muhammad and Malvo were taken to the U.S. District Courthouse in Baltimore, Maryland. Both appeared in initial hearings. Malvo's was closed because he's a minor. ATF agents guided John Allen Muhammad into the hushed courtroom. It was the public's first glimpse of a suspect, a thin and muscular black man with the posture of a soldier. His expression was gaunt and serious as he stood in a bottle green prisoner jumpsuit. He answered the judge, "Yes, ma'am," to a series of procedural questions, and he told her he knew where he was and why. The complaint against Muhammad claims he violated a restraining order his former wife had obtained against him by possessing a firearm, a Bushmaster semi-automatic .223 caliber rifle. Muhammad was assigned an attorney, federal public defender Jim Wyda. After the hearing, Wyda pleaded for the media and public to focus on the bare facts of Muhammad's case.
Right now, this case is a pretty limited case in the District of Maryland. Mr. Muhammad appeared in federal court today because he's been charged in federal court in the Eastern District of Washington with being a prohibited person in possession of a firearm. Unfortunately, situations like this breed a great deal of speculation and the potential for error.
But shortly after came the news from ATF Special Agent Mike Bouchard, who had been testing the rifle found in Muhammad's car.
The results of forensic testing are that the weapon seized from the vehicle occupied by Muhammad has been forensically determined to be the murder weapon in the following shootings. October 3rd, Prem Kumar Walliker in Montgomery County. October 3rd, Sarah Ramos, Montgomery County. October 3rd, Lorianne Lewis Rivera, Montgomery County. October 3rd, Pascal Charlot, Washington, D.C. October 4th, a female was wounded in Spotsylvania County, Virginia. October 7th, a child was wounded in Prince George's County, Maryland. October 9th, Dean Harold Myers, Prince William County, Virginia. October 11th, Kenneth Bridges, Spotsylvania County, Virginia. October 14th, Linda Franklin, Fairfax County, Virginia. October 19th, a gentleman was wounded in Hanover County, Virginia. October 22nd, Conrad Johnson, Montgomery County, Maryland.
It was a sorrowful but also triumphant note. The crisis had come to an end. Leaders of the enormous task force that had investigated the shootings stood with Montgomery County Police Chief Charles Moose, by now the face of the investigation. Moose thanked the public for 3 weeks of vigilance, keen observation and support, and for standing firm.
We have not given in to the terror. Yes, we've all experienced anxiety, but in the end, resiliency has won out.
John Allen Muhammad and John Lee Malvo have not yet been charged with any shootings. They're being held in Baltimore, awaiting federal bail hearing on Tuesday. Today, officials from the various agencies and jurisdictions affected by the sniper attacks will meet to decide further charges against Muhammad and Malvo. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.